On the last episode of The Business of Sales, Gene Osler was here as our guest. Morris and Gene's conversation was too good to be held in just one part. So, without further ado, here's part two of the Caveman Brain conversation.
Hey, are you ready? Are you ready for another episode of The Business of Sales? First things first, thank you for listening. I appreciate that you're giving up your time. In return, I want to make sure that we're giving you interesting guests and an idea or two that's going to help you in your business. So, hey, thank you for being here. Allego.com sponsors our show, and it would absolutely mean the world to us if you would go to Allego.com and request a demo. That's called supporting us through our sponsors. And more importantly, you're going to find something on that sales enablement platform that can help you increase sales and the retention of your sales force. A sales enablement platform, it does so much. I think you'll be amazed. Allego.com, check it out. In the meantime, let's roll. Here's this week's episode of The Business of Sales. You mentioned something earlier too, Gene. I wanted to ask you about this. You said, are fight, flee, or freeze response? Is that correct? I don't.
Yep, fight, flight, or freeze.
I never heard the freeze part before. That's new to me, but it's real. I mean, we got rabbits. Gene, I got rabbits all over the dadgum yard. They'll eat everything that's in our flower bed. We got rabbits. Peter is alive and well, and he lives in my backyard. But if I go out there while Peter is in the yard, Peter will not run. He will not attack me. He will freeze and absolutely freeze. There have been baby rabbits in our yard that would curl up and freeze. You couldn't tell what they were except this little bitty ball of fur. And, I mean, literally, you have to get right up on them and touch them with the toe of my shoe, just touch them, and then they come out of their ball and run. But their first response is to freeze. Never thought of that before, but and we do it too. We freeze. We either go find something else to do, or we just get stuck in our loop in our brain thinking about stuff. Is that about right?
That's exactly, you got it, Morris. That's exactly it. And most people don't think about freezing. Yet animals do it all the time, and we are, in many ways, we're pack animals, so we're going to freeze as well, and freeze is when you're stuck or avoiding or resisting.
That is just so interesting to me. It really is. Gene, tell us how you mold this into a system that's going to help an entrepreneur, help a business owner.
So as an entrepreneur myself, I thought I need, right?
I understand that's your entire business. Mask. I just asked you about.
You know, like oxygen mask on us first. You know, and also as a entrepreneur, we're always helping other people first. We help ourselves. So the first thing is you have to help yourself first. And once I learned about my amygdala, I started working with my coach about what was I going to do? And I'm a process improvement person by nature and by training. So I use my process improvement skills to start building systems for myself. I have ADHD and I'm also dyslexia. I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs have those tendencies. So building systems really helps. And once I started building systems and they were working, I then decided to teach my clients. So for example, in the sales process, I have boiled it down to six killer questions. I ask the same questions all the same time because I can only remember six questions. And I used to like have hundreds of questions and try to remember things and have all this stuff. Once I boiled everything down to six questions and it worked and I always closed the business, I would teach my clients these questions. And one of my clients came back and said, "My gosh, Gene, these are killer questions. They're like the six killer questions." And I said to her, "Could I call it the six killer questions?" She's like, "Absolutely." So now we have six killer questions plus the bonus question. So everything I've done, I've taught to my clients and then they name it for me. And I'm like, okay. And that's how the system started, was I just started piecing different things together to make a process that would work. And now I'm on a mission to make sure that everyone knows about Caveman Brain and how to use it to be more successful.
Oh, it sounds like a blast. It really does. And, you know, I'm sure a big hunk of that is the six questions. Would you share one of those with us?
I'll tell you what. Would you like me to share all of them with you?
Oh, Jean, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm happy to share all of them with you. What I find is that even when we teach them and tell our clients to use them, there is resistance around some of them. So I'm going to tell your audience about the six girl questions and give the bonus. And then I would love for them to write to me at jean@cavemanbrain.com and tell me which one they didn't use. Because okay. I got an idea. So the first killer question is, what made you decide to meet with me today? You always ask that because even though you know gosh darn well why they're meeting, you want them and their caveman brain to tell them why they're here today. And you get a variety of responses when you ask that question. Some people are like, yeah, I'm here because Joe told me. And others I'm like, I don't have a clue why I showed up today. Oh, okay. Right? And that helps you to figure out where you're going. If you're in a second meeting or third meeting, we just call it set the table. And set the table is, here's everything we've done. And has anything changed since we've last met? Mm-hmm. Second killer question that you use, and these are all really for the initial conversation, mm-hmm. is what challenges are you facing? Mm-hmm. So, and you get all of them online, and you can have a conversation. You can go through all six killer questions and then have the conversation from there. Third question is outcomes. What outcome do you hope to achieve by working with us? That's the third killer question. The fourth killer question is, how are you going to decide to make a decision to work with us if we're a good fit for you? The fifth killer question is, what concerns, if any, and you have to put the if any, otherwise if you say what concerns do you have, caveman brain will just give concerns. So what concerns, if any, do you have? And then the last killer question is, when would you like to get started? Or are you ready to get started? People don't really like that because they're like, you're asking for the business. Of course you have to ask for the business. I had a client who we were working with, and we were talking about, and her business was not getting any bigger and she was very unhappy. And I finally said to her, do you ask them for the business? And she said, no, I expect them to make a decision on their own and they're going to, you know, just tell me when they're ready. I was like, oh no, darling, you have to be the facilitator buyer and get them over the finish line. She was like, okay. So then she started asking her clients, you know, when would you like to get started? Are you ready to get started? I'd like for you to get started. And they all start, and she made money like immediately because we don't want to ask that. So we call that, one of my clients called that DCODCS, decide challenges, outcome, decide concerns, start. That's how people remember it.
That's fantastic. Right?
Bonus question. Here's the bonus question. And most people don't do this. We call it date and time. When you are with the person, you need to ask them for a date and time, even if it's just a preliminary check-in call. Because if you don't ask them for a date and time for the next meeting, you'll put yourself in the chase. And that's a terrible place to be.
Amen.
So you just ask them and say, hey, you know, Morris, it's been so great. Would it be okay if we put a date and time on the calendar so that we have something already scheduled? I know how busy you are. I'm busy too. So if we just do that now, we can always change it. At least we have something on the calendar. Would that be okay?
Outstanding. Oh, Jean, how good are those? I mean, those are just absolutely right on target. And you're right. I have a friend that tells young salespeople all the time, you've got to ask to G-E-T. And he's so right. If you don't ask them somehow or another, either by implied consent or however you're going to do it. I mean, the way I love to do it is I'll make three recommendations, A, B, and C. Which one of these three do you think is right for you and your family? Which one of these three do you think is right for your business? And ask them to choose one of the three. Multiple choice questions are a lot easier than essay questions, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I learned from my children when they went to preschool, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yep, so, that's right.
I was so ask, and sometimes that's really challenging.
Yeah, I was so hungry today, Mama. Did you ask anybody for something to eat? No. it's just crazy.
Right?
But yeah, I mean, it's which one do you think is best for you and your family? That one. Great. In order to start a plan like that, I need to get a little information from you. How tall are you? I'm filling out an application because they just told me which one they want. They bought. Obviously, it's implied consent. Let's go. If you don't ask them for the business, right, you're not going to get it.
That's right. And notice that you went with an assumptive close. Like you were like, we're doing it. Let's go. And they said, yes. And here's the other thing. Because a lot of times caveman brain won't allow you to ask for the business because they think it's pushy, salesy, aggressive. That's why you're a facilitator buyer. But here's the, I learned this line from Moneyball. When you get the answer you want, hang up the phone. So when they say yes, close your mouth.
Yeah. Amen. Shut up. I've got a friend that was in my sales classes years ago. And to this day, she will say the most important thing I learned from Morris was that I have to shut up. And people look at it and say, what? That when you ask somebody to buy, when you ask them a question that requires them to take action, a call to action question, your next thing is to shut up. Because back then in the old world, what I would teach was, You got to hush because the next person to talk loses. Well, in reality, nobody ever loses. This is not a win-lose situation. But the next person to talk is going to carry the conversation. So I'm going to hush and let you give you the respect and the honor and the time to answer the dadgum question. Otherwise, why ask the question?
That's exactly it.
That's incredible.
And caveman brain will leap in because it's afraid of the silence.
Mm-mm, oh, yeah.
Sit there.
Yeah, every time. Jean, thank you so much for sharing your six questions and bonus with us today. I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you forget it, you can just go to cavemanbrain.com. You can download it and have it. I really, as I said, our mission is to leave you better than we found you. And we want to make sure that everybody is successful.
Well, you've certainly left me better than you found me when we started this conversation. There's no doubt about that. Jean, thank you so much for being on the Business of Sales today.
Thank you so much for having me, Morris. It was such a great conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. And I learned a lot. You definitely are leaving me better than when we started. And I bet everybody else out there feels the same way. So you guys take that. Go use those six questions. Man, that's fantastic. That's probably one of the best things I've heard on the show in a long time. So go use your six questions. Have a great week. Find somebody new to talk to. And I'll see you again next week. Same time, same place, right here on the Business of Sales.